Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle, hello.
Hello, we changed things up a bit there, didn't we?
Your voice sounds really good this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like slightly more gravelly. I think it's because it's 9 a.m. and you're, you know, a West End Wendy these days, so you're very much a night owl.
Well, of course he works in the West End.
Well, of course he works in the West End.
Well,
what does he do? I feel like in a different life you'd have been a dresser.
Oh, I would love to have been a dresser, yeah. Like that lovely play.
Or a wiggy.
Or a wiggy, yes. I'd like to have done that. Yes, it's all happening, I think, backstage. I like it all. But maybe my voice is a bit that. Or we were cooking yesterday. I had one day off and I decided to do some cooking.
What did you cook?
A beef bourguignon.
Oh, I love a beef bourg.
From Julia Child's.
It's so remarkable when you watch clips of her that she actually did sound like that.
I know. Isn't she? And we watched the film as we were
eating.
Yes.
Oh, very God, you boys. You so camp.
I didn't do it, but I also recommend the television series Julia.
With Sarah Lancashire.
Lancashire.
Adored.
David Hyde Pierce. Yeah.
Yes, who's Niall from from Frasier, who I love.
He's really good, isn't he?
He is so lovable in that, I found.
Yes, I thought that as well. Because in the film, because it's a bit like The Devil Wears Prada in that her friends, Jules, the modern day woman doing the cooking, her friends don't really support her and her partner doesn't seem to support her that much. So that stuck out. But also, I think there's a bit of a sort of strange ending to the film where it turns out that Julia Child says she doesn't like the blog that she's done.
Yeah.
But I think that I feel like there's more to it than that. And so, but it just sort of ends. And it just weird.
I did enjoy it, but I loved the Sarah Lancashire series.
I felt like, I don't know the ins and outs of that thing with the blog, but I didn't feel like it was kind of quite fair or quite sort of balanced.
It's great, isn't it? Tuning into this podcast because we're talking about a film that came out, I don't know, 10 years ago and a TV series that came out at least 5 years ago.
Absolutely. The film's actually 17 years old, but yeah.
It's what?
2009, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And her friends are writing an article saying, is 30 the new 20?
Oh, gosh.
And they're all supposed to be coming up to 30, but they're all sort of very like Sex and
Haggard.
The City. Well, very established people, which I don't think many people are when they're 30. I don't think, but.
Do you know what I listened to the other day?
What?
And I absolutely loved. You know the song Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen?
Yes, I love that song.
I love that song. Mm. It just came on shuffle.
Oh, what a lovely surprise.
Yeah, because I've been doing, Emma, you're going to have to tell me because Tom and I will never remember. Have I spoken to you about my lymphatic warm-ups that I'm doing every day?
No, but I want to hear about this. Do you put your legs in the air?
Only if I'm trying to get pregnant. Have I spoken about this, Emma?
No, I don't think
so.
No, I haven't. Okay.
No, I
know. Right, okay. So I'm doing a lymphatic warm-up every day. I have done it every day since the 1st of January, bar a couple of days here and there. So a lymphatic warm-up started following me around the internet.
Okay.
Are you thinking about your lymphatics? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still not 100% sure what my lymphatics are, what they do.
It doesn't matter.
Who they are. I know there's some in my armpit.
Mm.
And yours, everyone's armpit. That's not just about me. I think it comes from sort of Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an East Asian practice.
Okay.
So the internet tells me.
Okay.
You begin the day, you jump on the spot for a minute.
Right.
You then swing your arms left and right for a minute.
Oh, yes. I've seen this.
You then do body rolls for a minute.
Yeah.
You then twist your torso for a minute. You then do this thing where you pretend like your arms are dead and you just sort of flick your body and your arms sort of bang your chest a little bit.
Yeah.
Then you do... What's after that? Golf swing. So you're just swinging from side to side.
Oh.
Then you can do a little ballet plié and stretch, which I've been doing. And then you do high knees. And then I finish with another 1 minute of bouncing, okay, jumping up and down. Because I feel like 10 minutes is a nice number.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been doing it to sort of Ibiza chill out music.
Okay, nice.
In the garden.
Beautiful.
With my headphones in.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, everybody's free to wear sunscreen came on. And there's that great line in it. Don't worry if you don't know what you want to do with your life when you're 22. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't.
Wow.
And you saying that just reminded me of it.
Wow. That's the universe telling you. I mean, I do think when we were growing up, there was a sense that by the age of 24, one would be on some sort of ladder and sort of quite established in one's life.
Yeah, I only managed to get a stool by that point to stand on.
I think I'd bought a chair, yeah. And, you know, I think those sorts of things, whereas, you know, like everybody else seems to be, you know, like in these films, very kind of know what they're doing. Their friends know what they're doing. They're going to fancy places for lunch.
I mean, I adore The Devil Wears Prada as a film. It's one of my comfort films.
A lot of people love it, don't they?
I really love it. Mm. Love Stanley Tucci in it.
Mm.
Love the whole thing. Mm. Obviously, love. Oh my God. Thank you. Jeez, what's happened there?
No, it happens sometimes.
I think it's perimenopause. I'm going hot and forgetting things.
Oh goodness, perimenopause.
I can't get an appointment with the GP. So if a GP's listening, reach out, let me know what I need to do.
Probably lymphatic drainage.
Mm. Do you know what happens if you get a hot flush in Anando's? You're in perimenopause.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
I just improvised that the other day, and honestly, I was thrilled.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's a great line.
It's a great line. And when I say improvised, I mean I said it to Alice, and she said, I don't know that's good enough to go on stage.
I beg to differ, Alice.
Thank you.
People like that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Nice. It's
jolly. It's a bit different. It's a bit of fun.
Mm.
But the thing that I always loved about, just laughed about that film, is that, you know, obviously everyone's so, Emily Blunt is just obsessed with, you know, becoming the next writer at Runway and all this stuff.
Yes.
And then Andy, who's...
Stanley Tucci.
No, Andy is Anne Hathaway.
Oh, sorry. Right, yeah.
She just sort of falls into that job.
Yeah.
With no, like, and she's like, oh, I've been working for like a Boston newspaper and I've moved to, there's just so many, you know, and to know what you want to do. And then to have the wherewithal to stand up to Meryl Streep, they're giving me unrealistic.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, she does get sort of buffeted around from pillar to post a bit, doesn't she?
But she does. And then it's that classic sort of noughties thing of, oh my God, they took off her glasses and they gave her a blow dry. Oh my God, she's really fit. It's like she was really fit before. She was just like fit in bad shoes.
Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of that, wasn't there?
There was so much of that. Like, She's All That. Do you remember that film with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Vaguely. I don't know if I ever saw it or not.
Like, really beautiful girl. Just like, honestly, she's just wearing glasses and she's quite smart, which is my type.
Sure.
Glasses and smart.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes the glasses off and everyone's like, oh my God, she's like a model.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
A lot of it.
Very sort of toxic times. But as I say, in like that sense that everybody was much more established than they actually, I think in reality were.
I think you're right.
And a lot of kind of self-referencing in a way that I don't think previous generations had ever had.
What do you mean by self-referencing?
I'm thinking of Sex and the City, I suppose, when I say that, but also Jules and Julia. Jules et Julia, I beg your pardon.
Yes, please, Tom, we're French.
Please. It's a French film, sort
this
of.
This is a French podcast.
It's a French polishing podcast. The way that they're writing blogs or newspaper columns, like thinking about their own lives. It's very introspective.
Yeah.
About like their journey, how they should feel, what they're feeling.
Yeah, I couldn't help but wonder.
All of that sort of thing, which is, you know, pensive and not a bad thing, but very much suggests...
There's such a privilege of having the space to do it as
space.
Well.
I think there's a space, isn't there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which maybe one does not always have.
Sure. Sure, I think that's fair to say.
I think so too.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Wendy, tell us. How's Le West End been?
Well, Le West End. So I'm midway. I'm over midway through my run now.
Are you?
Yes.
Gosh, that's really flown, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You're at the midterms.
Midterms. And having a lovely time. I had a bit of a crisis of confidence last week.
Oh, no.
I don't mind telling the listeners. I've got one bit where I have to sing on my own at the end. Mm. And it sort of comes out of nowhere. Mm. And I was getting really worked up about it. And then thank you to Adam and Anna and Geraint in the musical department of the show. They have always been...
Shout out to the musical department, always.
Always. We Alessandro must. As well on the drums.
Alejandro.
What a great guy. What a great gang, rather. They're all brilliant. And they've all been so generous to me and so encouraging. And I was having this crisis over this of confidence over how I was supposed to sing out this line at the end.
And how did that look? Did you have trouble sleeping? Were you thinking about it all the time?
I was just getting worked up about it during the show.
Mm. Oh, that's horrible.
And it was playing on my mind.
Mm.
And I think there's a lot of factors at play there, including kind of my own insecurities. But at that point in the show, there's like two amazing singers do sing a line before me, and it goes spotlight on them, spotlight on the first one, spotlight on the second one, and the spotlight moves to me. And then there's a spotlight on me. I'm sat at the front of the stage and I have to deliver this line, which in my singing lessons, I'm very confident doing, but I was getting less confident doing it in the show.
Okay.
And then they had the great advice, which I share here because it might be useful to everybody. They said, well, when you do it with full vigor, really loud, it really sits very well. And so just do it with lots of energy. And I thought that's kind of counterintuitive because I think I was getting smaller and smaller in the way I was delivering it. And they said, just do it big, do it loud. And I did. And then I realized, actually, why I'm overthinking it. And actually, the way to do it is with humor and do it in character and do it as though it's a funny line. Because it's sort of got a kind of slightly wistful air about it, that line. And they said, but actually, if you deliver it in character as a comedic line, you'll do it better. And I did. And it was, and I've really loved doing that line ever since.
So that's comedy, great.
So treating it lightly, comedy again has been the way in for me, and treating it lightly and getting out of my head. And thank you to the encouragement of the music department.
You know, that's a good lesson to learn, Tom.
So yeah, laugh about it, and then things will be all right. I think the more you kind of fixate on something and getting it right.
Yes, I think that also this sort of idea of like striving for like what a perfect thing would look like.
Well, yes,
it's a fool's errand.
Well, I agree. And I think as well, like, you know, you sort of learn that we're not robots and we have to do things and learn about them. And some days are better than others, and that's okay. So I feel like as long as I'm working as hard as I possibly can, then it's not bad.
And I think as well with shows is that some days might feel, you know, better than others to you, but I don't know that an audience ever knows that.
Yeah.
I think that the changes that we notice as people that do the same, you know, not that I've done like a show like yours, but doing like your own show over and over and over again, the incrementals.
Yes.
Feel enormous.
Yes, like
I did one of the shows that I did when I was doing Brighton on this tour. I missed like quite a small routine, maybe like 2-3 minutes. Not even that, probably a couple of minutes, but it's a couple of lines that I really like.
Oh yeah.
And I was absolutely furious with myself. Furious with myself. And Alice, who'd seen the show before, came into the dressing room and was like, that was great. And I said, but I missed that bit. And she said, did you? Oh. Oh, I didn't miss it. But sometimes these things feel huge to us, don't
they? Yes, absolutely. No, I know exactly that feeling. And I think, you know, when we get tired or when we get overwrought or we start to fixate on things, that's when they feel bigger than they actually are.
Mm.
You know, that's when we kind of start berating ourselves. So, yeah, that's part of the journey. But you've always, I always have you in my mind, as I've said before.
Don't fuck it up, Tom!
Oh, you're going like, you're challenging yourself. This is a big thing. Well done.
Of course. Of course. Think of little Tom.
Think of little Tom. What would he have said?
Think how thrilled little Tom would be.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be thrilled. Yeah.
In his high-waisted Victorian trousers.
Oh, yes, which would be very on trend now.
Oh. If you had any of those trousers, I would wear them.
I don't know if I do, actually.
Tom, why didn't you keep them for me?
I should have done. But high-waisted trousers, absolutely. But yeah, so it's been a fun ride. I'll say that.
A fun ride and something to learn.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Lots to celebrate. And yeah, just I'm still absolutely loving it and love every night and feel very, very blessed to be working with everybody. They're so kind and brilliant.
How's your energy levels? Have you, because I remember the first week you were like, I am exhausted. Have you found that you've sort of become more
used to it? Become more resilient. I suppose it's a bit like us when we're touring, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, like those kind of, at first you're like, whoa. But it definitely feels like it is intense. The weekends, I like the weekends, but they're show on a Friday night, two shows Saturday, two shows Sunday.
Oof, that's a lot. So
that is quite a lot.
That's
five
shows in over 48 hours.
Yes, that feels quite intense. But I like it because it's sort of once you're on the roller coaster.
Just hold on.
Just hold
scream
on.
Scream if you want to go faster.
Yeah, basically. I quite like that. But you do have to be a bit mindful of like protecting yourself and resting and stuff. Mm. Susie, you had a moment there?
I did have I had a moment where I wanted to ask a question, but I wanted you to finish first.
No, please. Please ask a question.
One thing I've always wondered about West End Wendy's
is
talk to me about what you're doing with yourself between the matinee and the evening show.
Well, not that much, it turns out.
Right.
It's like quite a short turnaround for us. So we don't come down till like 5:15.
Okay, that is, yep.
And we're back for... this is on Saturdays, and we're back for 6:55. So we only have, what is that, an hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah.
And is that right?
I think it's an hour and 40.
An hour and 40 minutes, gosh, even less. So by the time you've gone out, got something to eat, come back, and then we've been watching a bit. I've been trying to have a salad. Yeah, which it's a little bit worthy, but... Hey,
it is a bit, Tom.
It is a bit. But, you
it's
know,
a bit
as a dancer, I have to look after my physique.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course.
That's the thing, us dancers. And then we've been watching Love is Blind, the American one.
As a gang?
A few of us have, yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
But I've not been watching it as intensely as some people, so I'm just sort of very much dipping in and out. It's quite a peculiar
show.
Setup, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Does Emma Willis do the one over here?
Emma Willis does the one here.
Who? And listen... You know, I don't want to objectify men on this podcast, but her husband, Matt Willis, is currently in Cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
He looks so hot in those pictures.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I don't know.
What a guy.
He's my new Ben Shepherd.
Wow. Okay.
He's my new crush.
Now you've
said
it.
He looks so sexy.
Yeah, he does. I mean, they're
a very good looking man. They're a very handsome couple. I remember seeing them at the BAFTAs and they looked so hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's come back from objectifying your friend's husband.
No, I'm sure they would be very flattered. They'd be very pleased. In Love is Blind, one thing I did notice is at the end, they go to an hotel and each couple has a different duvet set so you know which one you're looking at. And they're sort of being filmed in bed, which felt quite creepy to me. But one of the duvet sets was, they're always white, but they've got like a sort of a different colour on the edging. Mm. And one of them had a light blue edging on a white duvet. It's got a quite blocky sort of stripe at the edge. And somebody pointed out that it looked rather like Mother Teresa. And so she might be in the bed with them. Which was quite funny. Something to look out for if one is watching Love is Blind.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. You always have white bedding, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I quite like a white bedding, yeah. Mm. What do you not?
No, I do. I go white or grey. I don't mind a grey.
Well, that's nice. Well, I sort of imagine, do you have that sort of jersey cotton?
I go seersucker quite a lot of the time because I can't be bothered to iron it, Tom.
Wow.
I just can't be bothered to iron bedding.
Susie, okay.
I just think life's too short.
Okay.
Are you ironing your bedding?
Alf is.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't have an Alf. Does he want to come around and do mine?
He probably would.
He probably would if he's around. come on then, get it out. I'll do it quickly. Well, if you hurry up, I'll do it.
Because I'm wearing makeup.
Oh,
God, he's in the West End. I have found that sometimes a little residue of that will impart itself on the pillow. So I've flipped the pillow. I like to flip the pillow of an evening now.
Very nice. Mm. Are you using some sort of face cleanser?
Well, I'm using your one, aren't I? Lizzo.
Oh, you're still using Lizzo?
Absolutely love it, yeah.
Absolutely love it. Well, you need to make sure, maybe get something with an exfoliant in, because you don't want to end up with spots because of that makeup, Tom.
Oh, that's true, blocking my pores.
You can't, you simply can't have your pores blocked.
Oh,
certainly
no.
Not when you're on the West End.
Not on the West End stage. Oh, how true, Suze, how true.
I reckon pick yourself up a little scrub today.
Oh, and by the way, before I forget, there was a very nice guy from Arkansas who came
Arkansas
to see the show and said how he'd wanted to see your show, but you weren't on tour.
Oh, I mean, very sweet of him. How lovely.
Very sweet, very sweet.
I wonder what Arkansas's like.
Is
that Midwest?
It is, I think, maybe, yes.
Sure.
It is, I think it's famous for chickens.
Sure, you love chickens.
And I love chickens, that's true, actually. I do like chickens. So maybe I should go there.
I think you ought to.
The bit where they said about it. Zach.
Zach from Arkansas.
Zach from Arkansas.
Well, hi, Zach from Arkansas.
And sends, came over but couldn't see Suze, unfortunately.
Well, listen, maybe one day I'll be in Arkansas.
Maybe.
That's the dream, of course.
Or maybe Zach will come over to see you. But there's been a few people who are fans of Like-Minded Friends who've been to see Titanic. So thank you. Thank you for saying hello.
Well, Tom, funny you should say that, because we've had some emails in. Hello, Tom and Susie. I just had to drop you a line to thank Tom for an incredible night I had at Titanic recently. Celebrating a big, roundy birthday, my entourage and I descended on the Criterion for a night we will never forget. The cast is extraordinary, and we were treated to an evening of top-class music and outrageous fun, as we Irish would say, great crack entirely. But the highlight of my evening and my birthday celebrations was meeting Tom at the stage door. We were astounded at how much time he spent chatting to us, especially after the high energy performance he had just delivered. And I think all of my little group fell a little bit in love with him. Personally, I have huge admiration for you both, for your honesty, warmth and wit. And it was my dream come true having a chat with Tom. I'm looking forward to his new book, and your podcast is always one of my highlights of the week. So thank you again. Be kind to yourself, and I will continue to listen to your entertaining and always genuine podcast. All the hugs, Mary.
Oh, Mary, that was such a lovely chat with you and your friends. Well, I was very grateful that you came and said hello to me, and I hope you had a nice time. Thank you for your lovely words. It did mean a lot to me.
Oh, Tom, that's so lovely.
And that's very nice. Well, I've got a message here from Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hi. Susie, just wanted to say how much I appreciated your sharing on the latest LMF episode, the recent anxiety dip you experienced. Just realized the Downs word association there, because, oh yes, because you went on the Downs.
I did indeed.
I seem to be prone to the odd dip myself lately, and listening to you this morning really helped me get out of my head and found comfort in listening to your experience. It really helped. I also live in Brighton. I'm very appreciative of the Downs and have found walking across them has been really helpful clearing the head. I recently started doing some long solo walks up there. So, although which at first seemed like a weird idea and I was a bit scared, but then I realized that it was a good reason to try it. And now I find it just amazing and spend time thinking about my next walk and where best to stop for a cuppa. Whilst I often like to think of myself having an original idea, though, on my first walk, whilst I didn't see many people up there on a wet, windy February morning, as I did see, it all seemed to be women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s plus stomping away or trail running, sometimes in groups, often alone. Totally amazing to witness this resilient, inspiring sisterhood occupying the Downs. The odd lycra-clad cyclist was also a feature, no offence to them. Anyway, thanks for your brilliant podcasting and all the best to you. No need to reply, just wanted to put the thanks out there and recognise the cause and effect of your podcast. Your actions bringing relief to another. Hope you're on your way out of the dip and make it safely to the chalky path on top of it. Or, oh, Laura, what a nice message.
What a lovely message. Yeah, do you know what? I felt a bit exposed last week after I said that as well. I felt, you know, sometimes you get the sort of, oh no, should I be experiencing shame? Of course, we both know that feeling. But thank you, Laura, for saying that. And I do feel like I'm, do you know what it was, Tom?
What?
I made a little plan, even just for myself. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pitch that. I'm going to try and work on this for myself.
Great.
And that's just a little bit of direction sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alice really put her finger on it. She said, I think for the last month or so, you felt a bit rudderless.
That's sometimes a good thing to point out, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And now I feel I found the rudder.
Yeah.
It was under the stairs.
Well, you know.
It's always the last place you look.
And I think absolutely you've done a very inspiring thing there by A, acknowledging. And B,
that's right, guys. I'm really inspiring.
Well, you
please.
You are.
If anyone is writing in to Vorderman for Pride of Britain, do mention
Susie's name. She'd love to be on that application. Yes, absolutely. Well, it goes to show, doesn't it? And I think it's one of those things that we all experience, and that's what's powerful to talk about.
Oh, well, listen. And it was powerful for you to talk about your little crisis of confidence.
Well, I thought I'd put it out there, you know. These little changes we keep making.
Do you know what that is as well, Tom?
Mm.
It's that thing that we've spoken about before loads of times on the podcast, which is sort of faking the confidence.
Absolutely.
Just going for it.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Just going,
and it's amazing.
I'm just going to do this.
Yeah, and that often does yield, yeah.
I mean, it's such a trite saying in a way, but like, you know, the fake it till you make it. But pretend that you're confident, and then eventually your brain will just go, I guess I'm confident.
Yeah, yeah. How extraordinary.
Now, listen, you've got a single show day. Talk to me. What are you going to do? I would like a quick rundown of the rest of your day.
I'm actually not doing the show today. I've got a day off because I'm doing a corporate that was in, well, not a corporate, I'm hosting the RTS Awards, actually.
Clang-a-lang.
So I'm going to do that. So I shall miss my gang, but I'll be back with them tomorrow.
And
that will involve, you know, we get in about six, go for the warm-up, physical, then vocal, then there's parish notices. Then it's like 45 minutes to the show.
And what kind of thing are parish notices? Something wrong with the parish roof?
There's something wrong with the dressing room sink in dressing room 12.
Please don't put anything down it.
Next week, we're going to have such and such happening. And then if there's any cover, if anybody's off ill, that is confirmed there and then. So
it's, you know, we're all learning.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, listen, have a lovely time at the RTS Awards.
Susie, thank you.
Good luck to all the nominees.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody, yes.
Me and the girls are so excited to come on Friday.
I can't wait to see you on Friday.
Yes, I'm going to give you such a big kiss on your face.
Oh, I can't wait.
Such a big squeeze.
I can't wait. Well, because you guys have been with me so much on this process. On this journey. So I hope you'll love it.
I know I will.
Laugh really loud. But I can't wait to see you there.
No, I'm very proud of you, Tom.
Oh, Susie, thank
you. I hope you know that, dear. I'm very proud of you.
We're both proud. We're super proud.
I'm going to go now.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
I made overnight oats.
Oh, you put us all to shame.
They're in the fridge just waiting for me. And I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to pop some raspberry jam on it.
Oh, good for you. That's a nice way to sweeten it up.
Yeah. Mm. And it fills me up. I'm always hungry.
We do a yogurt and a blueberry.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, you're going to have your blueberries. I'm going to have me overnight ice.
You have your
overnight ice. And if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week.
Okay. You take care.
All right. Lots of love to you. Okay. Bye. 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 Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.